Good morning. It's Thursday, June 11th, and this is Protocol Source Code. I'm David Pierce. Today, let's talk about delivery, because after weeks of rumor and speculation, somebody finally bought Grubhub. But it wasn't Uber, like we thought. It was JustEatTakeaway.com, the weirdly named result of another merger between two delivery companies earlier this year. Anyway, it initially valued Grubhub at $7.3 billion, and it definitely shakes up the global delivery space. Biz Carson not only knows more than I do about this market, she actually called that something like this might happen a few weeks ago. So I called her to see what's been going on. So first of all, by the way, congratulations. You called this completely, that there was going to be a bidding war after Uber decided it wanted to buy Grubhub and that that was not going to be nearly at the end of it. So well done.
Thank you. Although I am surprised it's, you know, the JustEatTakeaway.com combo. I was secretly hoping, or not so secretly hoping, I guess, hoping for Amazon to make a big play here.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite conspiracy theories of yours, and I wish it had come true.
There's still time. You never know.
So walk me through, like, what you make of this deal now. Obviously, it's two pretty big companies combining, but like, why Just Eat Takeaway is the result of another merger that just happened that is now turning into another merger. Like, what is this company now?
So now JustEatTakeaway.com/Grubhub is the world's largest food delivery platform outside of China. You know, that's a pretty big deal and a big market for them to get out of this merger. Now we have a big European food delivery company playing in the US. And I think the key to realize is that Grubhub and JustEatTakeaway.com actually have very similar business models, because Grubhub always had this kind of marketplace first, where they listed delivery menus online and then restaurants did their own delivery. And that was the same with Takeaway.com and Just Eat as well. Then all of these companies, including Grubhub, had to move to this kind of hybrid model, because that's what happened when you had companies like DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates come into the market and start delivering on their own. And so both of these companies are actually pretty similar business models, in that the majority of their business has been this marketplace where restaurants are doing their own deliveries, but they are playing in this delivery space of also, you know, Grubhub having its own drivers. And so they're making a bet on this hybrid model. And it's actually, I think, a much better fit than Grubhub combining with Uber Eats.
Yeah, the last time we talked, you were saying that the Uber Grubhub thing didn't make a ton of sense to you for that reason, right? Because they just had really different ideas about how delivery was supposed to work. But this one seems much cleaner.
Yeah, this one's definitely much more aligned. But going into what happened with the Uber Eats Grubhub deal, you know, they were courting each other pretty seriously. The problem with that is that combined company would have created a dominant market share immediately in the US for the Grubhub Uber. And that was already attracting antitrust problems, and politicians were not happy with the idea of this deal going through. So then Grubhub demanded basically a breakup fee, saying, if this deal gets blocked, like, we want you to pay us if this goes south. And Uber didn't agree to it. And so, yeah, we had other suitors like Just Eat Takeaway come in, and they were able to close the deal after Uber walked away.
So, and for Just Eat Takeaway, the idea seems pretty straightforward, in that if you can't figure out how to get into the US, otherwise just buy one of the big players.
Exactly. They're already in Canada. So they have a North American presence. They're very strong in Europe between Germany and the Netherlands. They do operate, you know, throughout the UK, Australia, but they hadn't really been in the US market at all. And if you're looking to buy one of these companies, Grubhub has the most similar business model. It's the easiest one to kind of absorb into your company culture without completely having to shift everything.
Right. Can I just say, by the way, that Just Eat Takeaway is already a truly terrible company name. And if they try to add Grubhub in there, I will refuse to cover them on principle alone. Like, I cannot write that name over and over and over again. I just won't do it.
I think they just need to shorten it to jet.com now that
that's jet.com is available again. That's not bad.
I think that would be the easiest.
This could work. Yeah, you heard it here first. So the other thing you were talking about the last time you were on here is that this might be the beginning of a bunch more consolidation in this market. With this kind of 90-degree turn for the acquisition, do you still feel that way?
Absolutely. And I think the companies still feel that way too. When you looked at the JustEatTakeaway.com announcement, they specifically called out and said, despite this progress, the U.S. remains an unpenetrated market with a tremendous total addressable market. It's nowhere near its end state. And so I think already Just Eat Takeaway is signaling that, you know, there could be more to come. Whether it's going to be on them or another company, who knows?
Okay, so the one thing I'm left with at the end of all of this, like all of what you just said makes sense, except I keep coming back around to this thing that no one has ever figured out how to make any money at all in any kind of meaningful way doing food delivery. Is Just Eat Takeaway Grubhub.com LLC Incorporated going to be the one to figure that out? Like, do they have some big advantage now that I'm not seeing that might turn this into real cash?
The thing is, Grubhub has been profitable, and same with Just Eat Takeaway. And that's because they had relied on this marketplace model where they weren't doing the deliveries themselves. Now that they're both playing in that game, the margins are thinner. It's harder to turn a profit. I think the key thing, though, is Grubhub and Just Eat Takeaway do have positive, profitable business models, particularly when they're not handling the deliveries themselves. And so they're making a bet that this hybrid model could be that solution to getting this to be an industry where delivery is profitable. The problem is that word delivery. If they're doing it themselves, that's a really hard business, and nobody's really figured that one out yet.
Got it. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
In other news, here are three things you should know about today. Amazon will offer small business credit to sellers on its platform. It's working with Goldman Sachs to grant credit lines up to $1 million because, in case you hadn't noticed, the tech industry loves Goldman Sachs. Oh, and speaking of Amazon, AWS announced a one-year moratorium on providing its facial recognition software to law enforcement. AWS said it's making the change because Congress might actually be ready to regulate the tech, and it's hoping to give them time to do so. As with IBM's move the other day, it feels a bit like a PR stunt. But Amazon's a big player in the facial recognition world, so this still counts as a big deal. And lastly, developers are starting to test the newest version of Android, which makes a big bet that you're going to use your phone much more to interact with the real world, paying for stuff and controlling other devices and things like that. Now, before we go, let's talk about an app called Zin. There's a decent chance you've heard of it, actually. It's been at the top of the App Store for the last week or so. I guess the best way to describe it would be to say it's a TikTok clone. It's a big video platform funded by a deep-pocketed Chinese company. But this one did have one clever trick. It actually paid users to watch videos. And it rode that idea all the way to the top of the App Store and then kind of started to crash out of it. Google removed Zin from the Play Store after Wired reported that the app was filled with videos reposted from other services, particularly TikTok. Some users said their whole account had been lifted directly off of TikTok. Apple told the BBC that it's investigating the app, but as of now, it's still number one on the App Store and has been downloaded millions of times. All the reviews are hilarious. They're like, everybody knows it's just a copy of TikTok, but here, use my referral code so we both get some Amazon gift cards before this all falls apart. Some people in the US government are concerned about Zin. Josh Hawley, the Senate's unofficial guy who has thoughts about apps, wrote a letter to the FTC calling Zin's business model a textbook predatory pricing scheme. He said it's calculated to attain immediate market dominance for Zin by driving competitors out of the market. But in a way, you could actually say the same about TikTok, too. While it doesn't have the same straightforward pay-to-play business model, it does have virtually unlimited financing thanks to ByteDance, and the company has made it clear that it is willing to spend to win in the US. That makes a lot of officials, and at least a few users, though clearly not very many, nervous. Chinese-made apps want into the US, badly, but there's an increasingly loud call to keep them out, and it's not obvious yet who's going to win. Anyway, that's it for us today. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe to Source Code wherever you get podcasts and sign up to get the Source Code email newsletter every day at protocol.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be right back.